Our scripture passage for today is the Great Commission. Probably familiar to many people. It's the last verses of Matthew, and Matthew records the last words of the risen Lord on earth. I'm going to share them, Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, from a translation by a theologian, Frederick Dale Bruner, who's written a two-volume commentary on Matthew. Now the 11 disciples came to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus commanded them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, though some had their doubts. And Jesus stepped forward and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So move out and disciple all nations," excuse me, "baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to keep absolutely all that I commanded you. And look, I myself am right there with you all the days to the consummation of history." Jesus gives direction. Direction to the 11 disciples. So we start off with an imperfect number. And Dr. Bruner says the couple characteristics of this faith community at this time. First of all, they are 11-ish. Instead of the fullness, the complete 12 tribes of Israel, we're 11-ish. And so we start off limping forward, incomplete, defective. In addition, all are there worshiping Jesus, the risen Lord, but it's quite clear some doubt. We're fallible. We're not perfect. We don't have perfect and completed faith. We also doubt. Now they've come to Galilee, and over the course of Eastertide, we've talked about the symbolism of go to Galilee from the first Easter stories. The angel at the tomb saying to the disciples, "Go to Galilee," because Galilee is the place where Jesus taught, the place where Jesus offered compassion, the very place where Jesus healed and served and included people that were shut out, full inclusion. And so here we are on the mountain. God's revelation at Sinai to Moses came on the mountain. Now God's revelation comes again to the Church of Jesus Christ. And Jesus steps forward. Again, God's movement is always towards us, not away from us. God moves towards us. And Jesus says, "So, therefore, move out." I love that. That idea of us, just like Jesus moves towards us, we're to move out towards all peoples, all nations, all cultures. And teaching them and baptizing them. Dr. Bruner says that these are slow words. We don't come to baptism quickly. We don't learn quickly. These are slow words. We need to move out and spend time with each other. Baptism is a symbol of God's grace, and so we need to lead with that grace and truly shower others with the grace, mercy, forgiveness, and the joy of the Lord. If you've ever been present for a covenant baptism, it is a time of pure joy as we shower the waters of grace, often upon an infant. And everybody is filled with the spirit of joy and hope for tomorrow. That's how we move out towards one another. with the hope of sharing that grace and that joy in the life of the other. Teaching them the incredible ways of Jesus. And here's the promise. I will be with you always, each and every day and night, to the end of history. I will be with you. I myself, says Jesus, through the Spirit of the Lord, will be with you all the way. We understand that. That's a phrase we often use. We say to a friend, whether I'm there physically with them or whether I'm cheering them on, I'm with you, man. I'm with you all the way. Jesus is saying to us, I'm with you all the way. Go, splash the world in grace. Teach them the ways of unconditional love, mercy. Bring joy and fullness. Help the world flourish. That's the Great Commission. And what a beautiful name of Jesus that we will carry to others. What a beautiful name it is.
Thank you. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
So we just heard Jesus say, move out, go into the world, sharing grace and teaching, and I'm with you. And then we look out into the world and we see that we're in the middle of a pandemic and over 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. There's pain, grief, anger over the killing of George Floyd. There's social unrest. There's structural racism. You want us to move out there? How in the name of Jesus Christ are we going to do this? Well, I want to offer to you that just as the medical community has moved out to bring health and healing, we too can do that. Now, the medical community wears personal protective equipment, PPE. So what might our spiritual PPE look like? The first P, personal. On the night that Jesus was raised from the dead, he appeared to the disciples and he breathed on them personally. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive my spirit, resurrection power, and be at peace. The first part of our PPE is to receive that spirit of peace and be centered in Christ. We're going out into a world of pain and brokenness and anger and rage. We need to be centered. The second P, personal protective. Did you know that Jesus, in his last moments with the disciples, said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he also prayed for their protection and the protection of all disciples who would believe in Jesus. Jesus prayed for you and me, for our protection, and he added that we would be unified in God's love. Know that Jesus will protect us, that Jesus will keep us together as a community in God's love as we go out into the world. PPE, equipment. How does God equip us? What we talked about last week, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that dunamis, that dynamite, that power to love, that power to offer grace and mercy and forgiveness first. We have the Spirit of peace centering us, the prayers of Jesus for our protection and staying together as a community, and we have the energy of the Holy Spirit, that power. And we're going to need it. Now, one of the things that is a strength of Covenant Community, we celebrate the ability to weep with those who weep. Right now, we need to weep with those who have been broken by the atrocities, especially the killing of George Floyd. We need to weep with those who weep. Offer compassion and care and sensitivity. That is our strength in the Spirit of the Lord. And we need to be specific with God's love. Tom Long, a theologian, excellent preacher, renowned, one of the top 25 preachers in the United States. And also, I was blessed to have him as my preaching professor at Princeton. Tom Long wrote this a few years ago. He said there were times when his young son was tentative. He was either headed for trouble, was in trouble, knew, or he was just uncertain about that, what the day would hold. And he would say, Daddy, do you love me? And Tom reflected that before he would say, yes, of course, I love you. What if he answered, well, I love all children? Some general, abstract, cold statement, which of course is philosophically true, and he believes. But he needed to be specific, to channel his love from heart to specific heart. And then Tom went on to say, that's why we need to be able to say Black Lives Matter, not just all lives matter. Of course, all lives matter. That's philosophically true, but it can be cold and abstract, particularly when Black lives are broken, are grieving, are suffering under systemic racism. We can learn to say that and share that specific love in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, we're equipped to support. And this is a time, a summer, to learn how to support minorities. We'll have the opportunity. There's going to be a lot more resources about us growing in our understanding. If we understand one another, then we can stand under that person with the strength, the power, the grace of our Lord. I believe that with our spiritual PPE, we can go forth baptizing, teaching, sharing compassion, and truly being the bridge over the troubled waters that are out there. The song has been a very passionate and moving, comforting song for 50 years. The second verse from Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Waters, when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. Isn't that what Jesus is challenging us to do? To be the ones that say to the other, I will comfort you, I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Christ says, move out. Be the bridge of care over the troubled waters that are swirling in chaos all around us. We can be the bearers of hope if we'll put on our spiritual PPE. To God be the glory.